百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2017年6月28日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya Jin Chaitanya Charitamrita》。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mani Lila, Chapter 7. The Lord begins His tour South India.
今天我们来学习《永恒的 Chaitanya Jing Madhyalila 中篇逍遥的第七章，主开始南印度之行。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has converted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya into a Vaishnava.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 转变为一位 Vaishnava 奉献者。
Which means that by his influence, many other people will also come to Krishna consciousness.
也就是及着他本人的这种影响力，许多人都发生了转变，成为奉献者。
The association of devotees is so important that it can change people's lives.
与奉献者的接触联谊是非常的重要的。一个人的生命会因此发生巨大的改变。
The transformation in the heart of a conditioned soul in contact with the devotees can never be underestimated.
一个人，也就是受条件限制的灵魂内心的改变，以及因为由和奉献者的联谊接触而发生的这种改变，这样的力量是无法低估的。
Even the heart.Of the most stubborn impersonalist.
即便是一个最固执的非人格主义者。
So now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has settled in Jagannath Puri.
现在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经安顿在 Jagannath Puri.
He is thinking about performing his duty as a sannyasi.
他时刻想着如何以一个 sannyasi 托钵僧的身份来履行自己的职责。
When one becomes a sannyasi, one has specific duties to perform.
当一个人成为一名 sannyasi 的时候，他的责任是非常特别的。
But a sannyasi is also a disciple.
但是呢，同时 sannyasi 他也是一个门徒。
And a sannyasi still follows the instructions of the spiritual master.
Sannyasi 依然要依照自己的灵性导师的训示行事。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwarpuri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从 Ishwarpuri 那里接受了启迪。
And the instruction he received from his spiritual master was to always keep the sound vibration of the holy name of Krishna on his tongue.
那么他从他的灵性导师那里所接受的这个训示是让这个圣名的这个音阵始终的在他的舌尖上回旋。
And to do nothing else but to share the holy name with others.
而且呢，不做别的，只是和所有的人去分享圣名的荣耀。
He did not give him specific instruction about where he should go and what he should do, except just take the holy name and make this your life and soul.
那么他的灵性导师并没有训示他说要去什么地方。应当安顿在哪里，应当做些什么，他其实只给了他一个训示，也就是去传播圣名，让圣名成为他的生命和灵魂。
And even though the simple process of chanting the holy name is available to everyone, it is still necessary to go through the process of knowledge and detachment.
那么虽然说唱诵主的圣名的这个程序其实是非常简单的，每一个人都可以同样的去接触，但是呢，这个在这个过程当中仍然需要知识和气诀，这两者必须同时具备，缺一不可。
This is the conclusion of the sages of Naimisharanya.
这也是 Naimisharanya 森林的圣者们的结论。
That devotional service can take place when there is jnana and vairagya, knowledge and detachment.
那么也就是说呢，当一个人具备了 jnana 知识和 vairagya 气诀这两者的时候，这样才能够获得真正的知识和觉悟。
In the life of Srila Prabhupada and his mission of establishing Krishna consciousness,
我们纵观 Srila Prabhupada 的一生以及他的 Krishna 知觉中的使命，
we see that he trained his disciples to take the holy name as their main activities in life.
我们就可以看到他训示他的门徒们让圣名成为他们生命中最重要的部分。
But he also taught them how to become detached from the material world.
同时他也教给他的门徒如何远离物质世俗的活动。
By cultivating transcendental knowledge.
也就是说如何去培养超然的知识。
And then he instructed disciples in a very specific manner.
然后呢，他以一些非常特定的方式来指导自己的门徒。
For example, he gave sannyas initiation to two devotees.
举个例子来说，比如说他给他的两个门徒，sannyasi托钵僧的启迪。
And one sannyasi told Prabhupada, "I want to stay in Vrindavan and preach."
然后其中有一位 Sanyasi 就对 Srila Prabhupada 说， 我想在那个 Vrindavan 待下来，然后在 Vrindavan 传教。
And the other Sanyasi told Prabhupada, I want to travel and preach.
然后呢，还有一个 Sanyasi 就说，我只想周游世界去传播圣名，去传教。
So to the sannyasi who wanted to stay in Vrindavan, Prabhupada instructed him to go and travel.
那么对于那个一心想留在 Vrindavan 传教的 sannyasi 托钵僧， Srila Prabhupada 给他的训示是去旅行。
And to the sannyasi who wanted to travel, Prabhupada instructed him to stay in Vrindavan.
而对于那个想周游世界的 sannyasi 来说， Srila Prabhupada 给他的训示却是让他固定在 Vrindavan.
So ultimately,Our service and our duty in Vana and Ashram depends on the instructions of the spiritual master.
所以呢，我们究竟在我们的 Vana 和 Ashram 中，到底是做什么样的职责，履行什么样的职责，做什么样的服务？这实际上，最终而言，还是由我们的灵性导师来决定的。
But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knowing his eternal identity as the Supreme Lord, we have to take into account that he has some space for independent thinking.
那我们知道，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是至尊人格首神，也就是至尊主本人，所以对他来说，他一定是有他自己的独立性。
And this is one of Krishna's main features, is that he is always independent, always self-sufficient.
所以说呢，这个也是 Krishna 的一个非常重要的一个特点，因为他总是自我满足的，他总是独立自主的。
But oftentimes that independence, which is the nature of Krishna, is overpowered by the love of his devotees.
但是呢，虽然主他始终有这样的一种独立性，但是呢，往往被他的奉献者所给予他的爱征服。
In other words, when we look at Krishna's instructions to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita,
那换句话说，比如说我们看一下在《薄伽梵歌》中 Krishna 给 Arjuna 的训示。
And the knowledge that he gives to Arjuna about his own spiritual identity.
以及呢，有关于他本 本人的一个灵性知识这方面的指导。
We learn that Krishna is fully independent, that he is the supreme controller, and that he is the source of everything.
那么我们就知道呢，主 Krishna 他是独立的，他是万源之源，他主宰了一切。
But the love of the devotee can capture and precious Krishna.
但是呢，奉献者对于 Krishna 的爱却可以完全的征服他，紧紧的抓住他。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs to fulfill his duties as a sannyasi, which is to travel and distribute the holy name.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他必须来履行他自己作为 sannyasi 的一个职责，也就是云游四方去传播圣名。
But at the same time, he is bound by the love of his devotees.
但是，在另外一方面呢，奉献者对他的爱又紧紧地把他捆绑了。
So he needs to find reasons why he should go.
所以呢，他就必须对自己的出行寻找一个理由。
And he has given that pretext that he has to look for his brother Vishwaroop, who also took sannyas.
所以呢，他就说了一个理由，他说他要去寻找自己的哥哥 Vishwaroop, 那 Vishwaroop 之前也成为了 sannyasi 陀钵僧。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already knows that Vishwaroop has passed away.
其实主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常清楚，他的哥哥 Vishwaroop 早已经不在人世。
So that will be his pretext to go to South India looking for his brother.
所以呢，他就把这个作为一个理由，一个借口，就是他前往南印度的一个缘由。
But the devotees don't really agree with him traveling because they want to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu close to them.
那奉献者非常不愿意主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开他们出游，因为他们希望主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够时时伴随在他们的身边。
And they want to protect him.
而且呢，同时这些奉献者也想保护主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Somehow they have no other alternative but to accept Lord Chaitanya's request to go to South India.
但是呢，最终他们还是没有办法拒绝主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他们别无选择，只得答应主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 启程。
So they suggest that he takes some devotees with him.
所以呢，他们就给了一个建议，希望主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够带上一些奉献者同行。
To render menial service and also to look after him.
那这些奉献者可以为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一路上做一些卑微的服务。同时呢，也可以随行照料他。
Lord Nityananda is the first one to offer his services to go with Lord Chaitanya to South India.
那主 Nityananda 呢，首当其冲，就向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 请求，希望自己能够跟随他同行去往南印度。
He knows all the places of pilgrimage in South India.
因为主尼迦南达对于南印度所有的朝圣之地都了然于心。
How would you know that?
那他怎么知道？他怎么那么熟悉呢？
Remember the Brahmana who came to the home of Lord Nityananda when he was a little boy?
大家还记得当主尼迦南达幼年的时候，曾经有一位 Brahmana， 一位婆罗门来拜访他们家。
And he stayed at the house for a couple of days.
然后呢，这个婆罗门就在主尼迦南达的家里待了几天。
And then Lord Nityananda's father asked the Brahmana, who was a sannyasi, "Can I do any favor? Can I render any special service for you?"
那这个婆罗门他也是一位 sannyasi 陀钵僧。然后呢，主尼迦南达的父亲就询问他说。我能够为您做些什么？能够为您做一些什么样的服务呢？
So the Brahmana says, "Yes, you can do me a favor. Give me your boy. I'll take him traveling with me."
然后呢，这个婆罗门就对主尼迦南达的父亲说，那好吧，我接受你的善意，我请你把你的儿子交给我，我带着他
And Lord Nityananda left home and never went back.
那这样的, 主尼天呢, 就离开了家,
so he traveled with the sannyasi to all the places of pilgrimage in South India.
所以呢,
and he also met his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. So he knows all the places and he can easily guide Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢,他对于南印度的这些朝圣之地是非常了解的,所以呢,他可以去做这个主Chaitanya-Mahaprabhu的导游,导引。
Lord Chaitanya replies that I am simply a dancer.
那么主Chaitanya-Mahaprabhu说,我只知道跳舞。You
are the wire puller.
那你, 我就像一个傀儡一样,你是拉线的那个人。
However you pull the wires to make me dance, I shall dance in that way.
你只要拉着动着那些提线,我就会跟随着你翩翩起舞。
So we know how there are people who have puppets, and then they pull the string to make the puppet dance.
所以大家也知道有的人他们能够玩那个提线木偶，只要拉动那些线，不同的线，然后那个木偶就会跟着跳舞。The
same desire was expressed by Srila Prabhupada when he came to America in 1965.
当1965年 Srila Prabhupada 来到美国的时候，他同样也表达了这样的愿望。When
he prayed to Lord Krishna that I do not know why you have brought me here.
他对主 Krishna 祈祷说，我不知道你为什么把我带到了这里。But
if you want to make me dance, I shall dance. Make me dance, make me dance.
他说，但是如果你要我跳，我就跳舞，让我跳舞吧，跳舞吧，跳舞吧。But
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also very intelligent.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，同时也是足智多谋。And
he tells Lord Nityananda that after accepting sannyas, I wanted to go to Vrindavan, but instead, you took me to the house of
Advaita Charya. And
on my way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas danda.
然后呢，我们去往这个 Jagannath Puri的这个路上，你又把我的单打托钵僧棍给截断了。So
now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he's going to do is something very reflective of how love and affection can be shared among people.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的这些话，其实呢就可以反映出人和人之间的这种爱的交流和。
He's going to find again justifications why they cannot go with him.
其实呢，他现在在千方百计地找理由，想说服他们，为什么他们不用跟着他。By
finding faults.
也就是说，去找对方的毛病。So
first he tells Lord Nityananda, I wanted to go to Vrindavan and you took me to Advaita Charya's house.
然后他就对主尼天丹达说， 我本来是要去Vrindavan的，但是你却把我领到了Advaita Charya家里。So
you cheated me once.
所以呢，你已经骗过我一次了。Then
on the way to Puri, you broke my sannyas danda.
然后呢，我去往Puri的路上，你又把我的sannyasi danda托钵僧棍给折断。That
made me very unhappy.
那我一直对此感到非常的不满。Then
he turns to Jagannanda.
然后呢，他又转向加格纳南德说，
and he says, Jagannanda always want me to enjoy sense gratification.
然后他说这个加格纳南德总是让我去享受，试图让我享受躯体化的感官享乐。
And I'm afraid of him, so I do what he says.
因为我非常的害怕他，我畏惧他，所以他让我做什么，我就做什么。
And if I don't do what he says, then he won't talk to me for 3 days.
然后他说我要是不按照他的话去做，他就会三天不跟我说话。Then
he talks to Mukunda.
然后他又对Mukunda说，
And he tells Mukunda, I am a sannyasi and I have to be very strict and very austere.
然后他对 Mukunda 说呢, 我身为 sannyasi, 我应当非常的严格自律, 应当是非常苦行克制的。
I have to sleep on the floor.
我得躺在地上。
And I have to take bath 3 times a day, even in the winter.
我一天至少得沐浴3次, 哪怕是冬天也一样。
But Mukunda doesn't like these kind of austerities.
但是这样的苦行, Mukunda 是不喜欢的。
He doesn't say anything, but I know that he is not happy.
他什么也不说, 但是我知道他闷闷不乐。
So when he is not happy, I am not happy.
他不开心的时候, 我也不愉快。
Then he turns to Damodar.
然后他又转向了Damodar。
And he explains that Damodar is a brahmachari.
然后他又解释说Damodar是一个brahmachari, 一个僧手身。
But he always walks around with a stick in his hand to correct me.
但是呢,他总是拿着一个棍子,一路上给我教训。
According to Damodar, I'm just a young devotee.
那,在Damodar看来,我只是一个出席的一个兴奋性者。
And he doesn't like my independent nature.
而且呢,他特别不喜欢我行我素的风格。
Actually, Damodar is a far more advanced devotee than I am.
其实Damodar是比我更加亲近的奉献者。
So, if the devotees want me to enjoy sense gratification, even if it breaks the rules, I just follow them because they order me to.
那如果说奉献者想让我行感官享乐,或者说让我打破一些规则,那因为是他们这样命令我的,所以我便依言行事。
But because I'm a sannyasi, I have to follow my duties very strictly.
但是我是一位托钵僧, 所以我得非常严格地履行作为托钵僧的职责。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by pointing the faults in Lord Nityananda,
所以呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就这样通过指出主Nityananda的错,
the faults in Jagannananda,
还有Jagannananda的错,
the faults in Damodar,
还有Damodar的错,
and the faults in Mukunda,
还有Mukunda的错,
he finds reason that they should not go with him.
这样他就找到了很多理由, 来说明他们为什么不能跟着他。
And then he says, you should stay in Puri for a few days while I will tour South India.
然后呢,他就对他们说, 我在南印度旅行期间, 你们应当待在Puri。
Now, the point here, and Prabhupada explains, that by telling the devotees about their faults and defects, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually glorifying them.
那么释迦牟尼佛就是在这里的这个要旨中，他做了一番解释。他说到，虽然呢，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu指出了他身边的这些奉献者的种种不足、种种错误，但实际上他是在荣耀他们。
And we have to understand that this is a new relationship, this is a new life amongst these devotees.
那么同时我们要理解，就是这是在这些奉献者之间的一种全新的生活，一种新的关系。They
seem to having difficulty to adapt to this young sannyasi.
那么似乎呢，主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu现在已经成了一位年轻的sannyasi了，但是这些奉献者却似乎还非常的不适应。
In their heart, they only know Nimai Pandit.
因为在他们的心中, 他们只了解Nimai Pandit.
And as a matter of fact, none of the devotees in Navadvip want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. They only want to worship him as Nimai Pandit.
那实际上呢, 这个 Navadvip 没有一个人愿意, 接受主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的 这个托钵僧的身份，他们只想把他当成Nimai Pandit来崇拜、来爱戴。And
actually, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and Prabhupada explained this, we don't worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi.
那实际上呢，Srila Prabhupada也解释说，作为这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者，我们是不把主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当做 sannyasi 托钵僧来崇拜的。
You will never see in any temple the deity of Lord Chaitanya wearing a saffron gamsha, bare chest, barefoot, with a water pot.
那你在世界上任何的一个庙宇，你都不会看到神坛上的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是穿着这个橘黄色的托钵僧的僧袍，然后呢，光着上身，光着脚，然后拿着水罐，拿着托钵僧棍的这个景象，你是看不到的。
In the process of worshipping Sri Sri Gaunitai, Srila Prabhupada used the word gorgeous.
那么在这个崇拜主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主尼坚丹塔就是 Gaunitai 的时候，Srila Prabhupada用了一个词叫这个华美。
It means that Gaunitai should always look very beautiful and very opulent.
那换句话说呢，这个神坛上的 Gaunitai 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主尼坚丹塔应当是非常的美丽的啊，甚至是非常的华丽的。
Because this is the mood of Vrindavan.
因为这就是 Vrindavan 的一种氛围。
And these devotees have grown up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit. Now they have to accept and accommodate the fact that he is a very strict sannyasi.
那么这些奉献者他们是从主尼坚丹主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从小的时候开始作为这个 Nimai Pandit 的这个身份的时候就跟他在一起了，所以他们心中只知道他是 Nimai Pandit。 但是现在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经变成了一个 sannyasi， 所以呢他们得去适应这个新的身份。
So the faults that he finds in them, they are coming from the mind and the mouth of a sannyasi.
所以呢，当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去指出他们的错误的时候，他所找到的这些问题，找到的这些错误，是一个托钵僧应该说的话。
But in his heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually very pleased with their behavior.
但是呢，其实在内心的深处，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对于他们的这些行为是满心欢喜的。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that it's actually impossible to describe the affection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotee.
那么 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 解释说，实际上呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对他的奉献者的深爱是无以言传的。
And the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaved as a sannyasi was sometimes intolerable for the devotees.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以托钵僧的身份而做的那些事情，以及他的行为举止，对于他身边的这些奉献者来说是无法忍受的。
So they became very unhappy to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being so strict.
那看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如此的克制，如此的严格，那他们都感到无法接受。
And just like they could not tolerate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's strict behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate to see them unhappy.
那么就像是他们对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的严格是没有办法忍受的，同样主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到他们的不快乐，看到他们的伤心的时候也是无法忍受的。
So he knew that if they were going to travel with him, they would be even more unhappy, because while he travels, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be even more strict.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 知道如果他们跟着他同行的话，那么他自己作为这个托钵僧，他在这个行为举止上肯定是更加的，甚至比以前更加的这个严格，所以看到这番情景，这些奉献者心里肯定会更加的伤心。
So four devotees wanted to travel with Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，这里有四位奉献者想做主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的随行。
Lord Chaitanya did not accept their request.
但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却没有接受他们的请求。
Lord Nityananda said, I will accept whatever decision you make.
那么主 Nityananda 就是说，不论你做出什么样的决定，我都接受。
But I have one request.
但 但是呢，我有一个请求。
As a sannyasi, you must carry a water pot.
那么作为一个 sannyasi, 一个托钵生，你一定会拿着一个水钵，一个水罐。
And you should take some clothes to change.
你还应该带一些随身替换的衣服。
So your two hands will be busy.
那这样的话呢，你这只有两只手，你忙不过来。
One to carry your water pot and external clothing.
一只手呢，要拿你的水罐，然后还要拿你的随身的这些衣服。
And the other, your japa mala.
另外一只手，你得持着念珠。
Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting on japa mala.
那我们知道主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也是拿着 japa mala 这个念珠来念诵。
The Prabhupada explains that from this verse we can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day as a fixed number of rounds.
那么释迦帕帕在这里的这个要旨中就解释说，从这一段诗节中我们就可以知道主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他每天也都是在念珠上念一个固定的圈数的。
And it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who introduced the systemof chanting the holy name of Krishna every day as a fixed number of rounds.
所以呢，也是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把在这个念珠上，念诵 Hare Krishna， 念这个固定的圈数，推荐给所有的人的。
And that instruction was passed down to the Goswamis of Vrindavan.
而这样的一个训谕呢，也就传到了 Vrindavan 的六 Goswami。
Shankya Purvaka Namagana Natibi. The Goswamis of Vrindavan every day would chant a very fixed number of rounds.
在 Vrindavan 的 Goswami 们，他们每天都念诵固定的圈数，毫不改变。
And this rule for chanting the holy name has come down all throughout the disciplic succession.And given by Srila Prabhupada also.
那么这个念诵的这样的一个程序呢，是在这个我们的师徒传承、师徒传系这样一路传递而来的。然后也有 Srila Prabhupada 传给了他的所有的门徒。
Prabhupada explained that Haridas Thakur used to chant 300,000 names every day.
那么Srila Prabhupada 他说呢， Haridas Thakur 呢，他每天念诵30万遍。
That's 192 rounds.
那这样呢，就差不多就是192圈。
But in the Krishna consciousness movement, we are asked to chant 28,000 names, which is 16 rounds.
那么在这个 Hare Krishna 的运动中，我们应当念诵28,000个圣名，也就是说是16圈。
There is no need to imitate Haridas Thakur or even the Goswamis of Vrindavan.
我们没有必要去模仿，Haridas Thakur， 也没有必要去模仿 Vrindavan 的六 Goswami。
But to chant 16 rounds is the strict minimum for anyone who has taken initiation into the process of Krishna consciousness.
那么对于所有的在 Krishna 知觉的程序中已经接受了启迪的奉献者来说，每天至少要念诵16圈，这是一个规则。
As we know from the Prabhupada Lilamrita, at the very beginning of the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada wanted to establish the standard of the Gaudiya Math, which is to chant 64 rounds a day.
那么在这个 Prabhupada Lilamrita Prabhupada 的生平甘露 Srila Prabhupada 的传记当中，我们就可以看到在 Krishna 知觉建立的这个早期， Srila Prabhupada 曾经试图把 Gaudiya Math 的这个传统传递给奉献者们，也就是说每天念诵64圈。
Then Prabhupada realized that devotees would do nothing else but chantAnd there were so many things to do, so he reduced to 32 rounds a day.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 他很快就是意识到，如果是64圈的话，那奉献者可能每天基本上除了念诵之外，别的什么都干不了了。但是呢， 当时有太多的事情要做了，所以是拉帕布帕就把这个圈数减到了32圈。
And still that was taking too much time. So Prabhupada reduced it again to 16 runs and he said nothing less.
但是呢奉献者们觉得这个32圈依然要占据大量的时间，所以呢最后是拉帕布帕就说那就减到16圈，但是这是至少必须得16圈，一圈都不能再少了。
Of course, there is no limit to how many rounds a devotee can chant.
当然，一个奉献者究竟念诵多少圈，这个是没有规定的。就是这是那个就是你想念诵多少圈就念诵多少圈，没有一个最低的限度。
As a matter of fact, there is no such a thing as I have finished my rounds.
事实上呢，没有这样的说法，我已经完成了我的圈数。
16 rounds is the strict minimum, but then we can keep chanting all day.
16圈呢是最少的，但实际上我们每天随时随地都可以继续念诵。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling, he was holding his beads in one hand, chanting the Maha Mantra, but he would also chant Hare Krishna without the beads.
所以呢，是拉帕就是祖切塔尼亚马哈帕布在旅行期间，一方面他会拿着念珠在念珠上念诵固定的圈数，另外一方面他也会随时随地的念诵，哪怕是没有拿念珠的时候。
And of course, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant Hare Krishna, he would always feel great symptoms of ecstasy out of love for Krishna.
当然当念诵 Hare Krishna 圣名的时候，主持他们马哈帕布会出于对 Krishna 的深深的爱，不由自主的陷入狂喜。
So Lord Nityananda is trying to convince him that he needs to have someone to assist him.
所以这个时候其实主尼加南达就是在试图说服他，就是说在这一路上应当有人做他的助手。
By explaining that he will need to carry the beads in one hand, the water pot in the other, but also out of ecstasy, he may fall unconscious. And who is going to protect him?
然后主尼加南达帕布就是说，主切塔尼亚马哈帕布只有两只手，一手拿着水罐，一手拿着念珠，而且念诵的时候，说不定什么时候就会因为狂喜晕倒在地上，所以他必须得有人来。保护他，来照顾他。
So he's placing a request. Here is a nice, young, simple Brahmana. His name is Krishnadas.
所以呢，他就说这里有一个非常年轻的 Brahmana， 他的名字叫 Krishnadas。
And he will carry your water pot and your clothes and whatever you need, he will do for you.
所以他就推荐这 Krishnadas 说呢。他说这一路上他可以帮你拿水罐，拿着你的这个衣服
and the water pot.
Yeah, 就是帮你拿着这个水罐和拿着衣服，这样呢你就轻松了，你想做什么都可以。
He will not disturb you, he won't say a single word.
他一句话都不会说的，他不会来打扰你的。
So Lord Chaitanya accepted that request.
那这样呢，这个请求主切塔尼亚马哈帕布便终于的接受了。
So now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had managed to convince his very intimate friends to stay back in Jagannath Puri.
那现在呢，主切塔尼亚马哈帕布成功的说服了他身边的这些奉献者，让他们留在 Jagannath Puri。
And again, as we know, they have grown together. They are childhood friends.
那我们知道呢，这些奉献者和主切塔尼亚马哈帕布都是童年的伙伴，他们是一起长大的。
And they also remember that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he used to leave Navadvip to go, like he went to Gaya to meet his guru, then he went to far east of Bengal to collect students to teach them Sanskrit.He used to travel regularly, so they are used to him leaving and coming back.
然后呢，他们又回想起以前在 Navadvip 的时候，祖切塔尼亚马哈帕布也经常会来来去去。他曾经去往Gaya，然后呢，也曾经到这个 就是去祭祖，然后呢同时呢他也到这个孟加拉在这个比较遥远的东边去找一些学生来跟随他学习梵文。所以说呢他也是不是说总是固定在 Navdvip， 也经常会旅行，所以呢对于这一点他的这些伙伴们还是都是很适应很习惯的。
But now he has to break the news to Sabamama Bhattacharya.
那么bring the news?
Break the news.
Why break the news?
He has to announce to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to inform him that he's going to leave.
所以呢这个时候呢他就是要这个 Sabamama Bhattacharya 来宣布他要离开的这个消息。
He has to go to the house of Sabamama Bhattacharya and tell him that he is going to leave Jagannath Puri, even though he just arrived in Jagannath Puri.
好，刚才说的不对，就是说是那个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他现在就是要决定到 Sabamama Bhattacharya 家中，亲口告诉 Sabamama Bhattacharya 他启程去南印度的这个消息。那么他要告诉 Sabamama Bhattacharya， 虽然他刚到 Jagannath Puri 不久，但是呢很快就要离开了。
Not only that, but Sabamama Bhattacharya has just been converted as a Vaishnava. It means that very quickly he became very attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么 Sabamama Bhattacharya 呢，他是心境被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 转变成了一位 Vaishnava 奉献者。这时间不是很长，所以呢，他对是非常的依恋主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
Just like sometime devotees take initiation from the spiritual master.
就比如说有的时候呢，一些奉献者呢，从灵性导师那里接受了启迪。
And they render some personal service to the spiritual master.
并且呢，对这个灵性导师做了一些亲身的服务。
Like they may cook and invite the guru into their home.
比如说呢，他们会给他们的灵性导师做饭，邀请灵性导师来家中荣耀普沙的。
And they hear the spiritual master speak. They take part in kirtan with the spiritual master. They take part in festival with the spiritual master.
聆听灵性导师的讲话，参加灵性导师主持的节日。然后参加灵性导师主持的 Kirtan 起诵圣名。
And in their heart, they don't want to accept the fact that the guru at some point has to leave.
所以呢，在他们的这个心中，他们是没有办法接受他们的灵性导师要离开的这一事实。
Because they just got initiated and the attachment is very strong.
因为他们刚刚接受了启迪，所以呢，对灵性导师他们的感情是如此的深厚，内心充满着依恋之情。
Therefore, it is important for devotees to learn to lead and serve the guru in separation.
所以呢，作为奉献者来说，一定要学会在和灵性导师分离的情况下，依然坚持做奉献服务。
So after discussing topics about Krishna with Sabamama Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya now is going to inform him of his plans.
所以呢，当和 Sabamama Bhattacharya 讨论了 Krishna 知觉中的一切之后，现在呢，他就要亲口告诉 Sabamama Bhattacharya 自己的计划。
And he is going to address Sabamama Bhattacharya with full respect and also as a subordinate.
那么他呢，同时呢，他对于 Sabamama Bhattacharya 的这个说话他的时候，他一定是非常的尊重的。那与此同时呢，他也是把这个 Sabamama Bhattacharya 敬为长者。
So he tells him that his elder brother Vishwarup has taken sannyas and gone to South India. I must go and look for him.
所以呢，他就说呢，我的哥哥 Vishwarup 已经成为了 sannyasi， 而且去了南印度。我现在要去找他。
So then he is asking Sabamama Bhattacharya for his permission to go.
然后他又请求这个 Sabamama Bhattacharya 能够允许他离开。
Why would a sannyasi who happened to be the Supreme Lord ask permission from a devotee?
那么 一位至尊人格守神，一位实际的身份是至尊主的奉献者，一位至尊主为什么要向奉献者去请求一件事情呢？
Because again, Krishna is dependent on his devotees.
因为 Krishna 是依靠自己的奉献者。
And also, Samavatacharya is an elderly man, and he has a lot of respect for him.
而且呢 ，Savabhumabhattacharya 呢也是一位长者，所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 内心中对他充满着崇敬之情。
But asking permission means that you want the other person to voluntarily give you blessing.
那么实际上呢，当一个人向另外一个人去请求某件事情的时候，其实是就是相当于就是希望对方能够主动的给他祝福。
And ultimately, Lord Chaitanya will go to South India anyway.
但是其实不管怎么样，主持他年马哈帕布也是决心一下，是肯定要去那印度的。
He knows that when he asks Savavatacharya for his permission, he's not going to make him very happy at all.
那么他知道呢，他向 Savavatacharya 祈求这样的一个准许，那么 Savavatacharya 肯定是会很不高兴的。
And he tells Lord Chaitanya, I have waited for so many births, I have accumulated so much pious activity.Just to get your association, and now you are leaving.
那么萨拉波玛巴塔真说，我已经等待了你生生世世，那但是呢，现在我们的相遇是如此的短暂，你却马上要离开我。
And he places the importance of association above anything else in his life.
他把和祖师他娘们哈帕布的联谊看作是最重要的，是生命当中的最重要的一件事情，超越了一切。
He says, if thunder strikes my head, or even if my son dies, I can tolerate, but I cannot tolerate separation from you.
他说，即便是我的头被霹雳击中，我的儿子死去，我也是能够忍受的，但是呢我却无法忍受与你的分离之苦。
Association with devotees is the life and soul for a devotee.
对于一位奉献者来说，和奉献者的联谊就是他的生命和灵魂。
And we should naturally feel pain in our hearts when we are separated from devotees.
当我们和奉献者分离的时候，自然而然的应当在心中感到痛苦。
So,He has to accept that Lord Chaitanya needs to go to South India.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是必须去南印度的这一个事实 ，Savabhumabhattacharya 不得不接受。
But he's asking him, at least now that I know that you're leaving, stay for a few more days so I can take full advantage of your lotus feet.
但是呢，他对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，既然你非走不可，但是我希望能够在接下来的这三天内，让我尽可能的能脱离你的莲花组。
This is a very interesting thing to understand.
那我能看到你的莲花组，那么这一点是非常的有意思的。
Sometime when the spiritual master or theAdvanced devotees or any devotee is with us, we at some point seem to be taking it for granted.
那有的时候呢，我们的灵性导师或者年长的高级的奉献者或者其他的一些奉献者和我们相处了一段时间，然后我们就有一些理所当然了。
Or we may even become over familiar.
或者呢过于的亲近。
Or we may think, if I don't see the devotees today, I'll see them tomorrow.
然后呢，我们就理所当然地认为，今天要是见不到这个奉献者，明天还可以见。
But then we hear that the devotees or the guru is leaving.
然后呢，我们就听说这个奉献者或者是灵性导师要走了。
So then we kind of wake up to the reality and we take advantage of every moment before the devotee leaves.
然后呢，我们就醒悟过来。那么，所以这个时候呢，就好像是突然间明白过来了。所以说呢，就要珍惜剩下的每分每秒，尽量的和这个灵性导师或者这个高级的奉献者在一起。
So it is like refilling your batteries or filling your heart with happiness by taking advantage of every moment association.
所以这个就好像充电一样，就是通过和这样的奉献者的分分秒秒的这个联谊，让我们的给我们的内心充电，让它充满力量。
So Lord Chaitanya accepts. He will stay a few more days just to make Sawabhattacharya happy.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也接受了，就是为了让 Sawabhattacharya 满意，所以他就决定再多待几日。
So Sawabhattacharya is now very, very happy. He's going to invite Lord Chaitanya to his home. He's going to get his wife to cook nice prasadam.
Sawabhattacharya 非常的高兴，那他现在就要把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 邀请到家中，并且让自己的妻子亲自为他做饭。
And finally, Lord Chaitanya departs for South India.
那几天过去了，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 终于启程去往南印度了。
But on the day of departure, he does something very significant.
但是在辞行的那一天，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做了一件非常重大的事情。
What did Lord Chaitanya do when he arrived in Jagannath Puri?
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 抵达 Jagannath Puri 的时候，他做了什么呢？
The very first thing.
第一件事情他做的是什么？To Jagannath temple to take darshan.
He went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath.
就是当时他刚到达 Jagannath Puri 的时候，他径直就去了 Jagannath 的神庙去 darshan.
What does Lord Chaitanya do when he leaves Jagannath Puri?
那么当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开 Jagannath Puri 的时候，他会做什么呢？ Take darshan of Lord Jagannath.
He takes darshan of Lord Jagannath. That's right.
他也去这个庙里面去觐见主 Jagannath， 去获得主 Jagannath 的 darshan。
Why does he do that？
为什么他会这样做呢
？This is to teach us that the deity owns and controls everything。
这其实上是给我们的一课，他教给我们说，其实呢，神像拥有一切，神像是一切的拥有者，也是一切的主宰。
For example, when we have deity or we have an altar with pictures of the deities at home.
那比如说我们家里有这个神坛，然后有神像，或者是有照片。
Before we leave home, we go in front of the deities, we offer our respect and beg for their blessings.
就是在离家的之前，我们就会来到神像的面前，向神像顶拜，祈求他的祝福。
What do we do when you come home?
回家的时候做的是什么呢？
We go in front of the deities, we bow down, and we offer respect to them.
那同样也是一样的，当我们回来的时候，我们首先来到神像的面前去顶拜。
We should never be in the house without acknowledging the presence of the deities. That is offensive.
我们千万不能说身在家中却好像对神像是视同不见，这是对于神像的一个巨大的冒犯。
The deities are not there just when it's convenient for us. The deities are there to give us the facility to serve them.
神像在这个家里并不是为了给我们行方便的，而是为了为我们创造很好的条件，让我们有机会能够去服务他们。
If we are about to travel and go somewhere, we come in front of the deities and beg for their blessing and protection before leaving.
那如果说我们要启程远行，那么在出发之前，我们就要到神像的面前向他顶拜，祈求他的保护和祝福。
So Lord Chaitanya circumambulated the Jagannath deity, took permission, and then left for South India.
那这样的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就绕拜了 Jagannath 主加格纳神像啊，并且呢祈求主加格纳的允许，这样便出发了。
Then Samavatacharya gave some instruction that there should be some sannyas clothes that should be prepared, some prasadam from Lord Jagannath to be remitted to Krishna Das to carry for Lord Chaitanya.
然后呢 Samavatacharya 又做了一些安排，他训示手下的人，让他们准备一些主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一路上要穿的sannyasi 袍子，托钵僧袍，然后呢再准备一些 Jagannath神像的 Mahaprasadam， 那把这些都交给 Krishna Das 带着。
And then something even more important took place.
那这个时候发生了一件更加重大的事情。
Just like when someone joins Krishna consciousness.
就好比说，当一个人加入 Krishna 知觉的时候。
And develop full faith in the process of Krishna consciousness.
他对 Krishna 知觉的这个程序产生了巨大的信心，建立了巨大的信心。
People that we would never consider that could become devotees suddenly come into our mind.
那么就是那些我们从来都不觉得会成为奉献者的人。
And we may arrange to send them a book, we may arrange to send them prasadam, we may arrange for them to meet devotees.
那我们呢可能现在就是要给这样的人，给他们一些书，然后呢给他们安排一些跟奉献者见面联谊的机会等等。
Sometimes devotees, they take initiation and then they think, oh, I think my friend would like to also become devotee, or I think my sister or my brother or my parents.
那有的时候一个人他成了启迪的这个奉献者之后，他就会想啊，可能我的家人，我的父母，我的兄弟姐妹，或者我身边的这个亲人，可能也会成为奉献者。
So, Samavatacharya has a request for Lord Chaitanya.
那么 Samavatacharya 呢对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢有一个请求。
And he explains to him.
然后呢他就对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 解释说。
That on the way to South India, there is a town.
他说你去往南印度的这个路上有一个小镇。
That town is known as Vidyanagar.
那个地方呢它的名字叫 Vidyanagar.
This town is situated on the bank of the Godavari River.
是在 Godavari 河岸边的一座小镇。
And the Godavari is one of the seven holy rivers in India.
那么 Godavari 它是印度七大圣河之一。
In that town of Vidyanagar,Samavatacharya knows a man who is a responsible government officer.
那么在这个 Vidyanagar 这个小镇上面 ,Samavatacharya 认识一个政府的官员。
His name is Ramananda Roy.
他的名字就叫 Ramananda Roy.
How would he know Ramananda Roy?
那么他是怎么知道这个 Ramananda Roy 的呢？
Because the whole family of Ramananda Roy lives in Jagannath Puri.
因为呢 Ramananda Roy 一家人都住在 Jagannath Puri.
And they all work under the king.
他们呢都在印度都在国王的管辖下为国王服务工作。
There's five brothers of them.
然后他们一共是五兄弟。
And their father's name is Bhavananda Roy.
他们的父亲名叫 Bhavananda Roy.
So,Samavatacharya is making a request that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go and meet him.
那么 Samavatacharya 就请求主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能见他一面。
Even though Ramananda Roy, by his status as a government officer, is considered a Shudra and engaged in material activities.
那尽管呢，这个 Ramananda Roy 他身为政府的官员实际上也是属于这个 Sudra 的这样的一个身份，并且从事着世俗的活动。
So according to the culture and the tradition, sannyasis don't associate with lower class people.
那么根据这个 文化习俗传统，那个一个托钵僧是不应当去接触那些比他地位更低的人的。
And lower class means?
啊，我更正一下，指的是那些低阶层的人。
Lower class means lower anyone lower than Brahmana, which means Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. What to speak of Chandalas and dog eaters?
Mlechas. 嗯，那就是说，那个，也就是说，你如果是尊为这个，托钵僧、婆罗门的话，就不应当去和那些，比如说这个刹帝利啊，还有白傻还有苏爪跟他们去接触，更不用说是真的了，还有那些石狗的这个 Malaysia 这样的人了。
Sannyasis just don't associate with these people.
就是那些无种性的人，那么一个 Sannyasis 是不跟他们接触的。
Sannyasis associate with other Sannyasis and read the Vedanta.
那么这个传统上的一个 Sannyasi 托钵僧是会和其他的那些 Sannyasi 托钵僧交往，和他们交往，而且一起来读这个 Vedanta。
So this is very interesting because it helps us to understand who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，这一点是非常有意思的。那通过这一点，我们就可以了解主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其人。
Because when we read the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as Nimai Pandit, Nimai Pandit did not make any distinction who was from which social status.
因为呢，如果说我们还记得，如果读过这个，祖师坦的马哈巴布早期，也就是作为尼麦潘德特的时候的那些逍遥时光的话，我们就知道当时的尼麦潘德特他对于任何的社会阶层他都是不加分别的，都是一视同仁的。
Now that he is a sannyasi, he is meant to discriminate.
那他现在已经是托钵僧了，那既然是托钵僧的话就要有所分别。
But to the eyes of Sarvabhattacharya, he is no longer a Mayavadi sannyasi, he is a Vaishnava, and therefore Sarvabhattacharya knows very well that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be more than happy to meet with someone from the Shura.
但是呢，在萨巴本马巴特查尔的这个眼里呢，这个时候主持他娘马哈巴布已经不是一位 Mayavadi 假象中的这个托钵僧，他是一位 Vaishnava 托钵僧，所以萨巴本马巴特查尔非常清楚主持他娘马哈巴布会非常愿意去见这个看似地位更低的这样的一个人的。
So before Sarvabhattacharya became a Vaishnava,He never thought of Ramananda Roy as a candidate to Krishna consciousness. He thought Ramananda Roy is a government officer. He is a Vishayi, means he is an enjoyer of material activities. He has nothing to do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now things have changed. He is thinking, yes, he should meet Lord Chaitanya.
那么在就是自己成为 Vaishnava 奉献者之前，萨巴波玛巴达查尔从来都没有想到过这个Ramananda Roy。因为他但现在呢，这个萨巴波玛巴达查尔却不一样了，他已经成为了一位 Vaishnava 奉献者。原来呢，他觉得就是这个 Ramananda Roy 他是在为这个在政府衙门里面当差事。所以呢，他是一个 Vishayi， 是一个感官享乐者，跟这个主持他娘 Mahaprabhu 是肯定没有什么关系的，跟这个一个托钵僧根本就搭不上边。但是呢，现在他已经成了 Vaishnava 奉献者之后，他就觉得这个Ramananda Roy 有可能会成为一个 Vaishnava 奉献者的一个合适的人选，所以呢，他就想要介绍主持他娘 Mahaprabhu 去见他。
As a matter of fact, Sarvabhattacharya calls Ramananda Roy Ramananda Roy Adhikari.
事实上呢，这个时候 Sarvabhattacharya 他对于Ramananda Roy 的这个称呼是 Ramananda Roy Adhikari.
This is a name we give to the devotees, the grihasthas. We call them Yashoda Kumar Das Adhikari.
OK， 那这个就是说，当我们对于这个居士的奉献者，我们是可以这样去尊称的。比如说，Yashoda Kumar Das Adhikari，
or Vishvambar Das Adhikari，
比如说 Vishvambar Das Adhikari，
or Yudhamanyu Das Adhikari，
或者说呢 Yudhamanyu Das Adhikari，
or Krishnanam Das Adhikari，
或者 Krishnanam Das Adhikari。
It means that in the ashram of a grihastha, one who performs devotional service becomes a qualified devotee to represent Krishna。
也就是说呢，一个人他身为这个居士，他同时的在为Krishna 做奉献服务，所以呢，他是一位非常有资格的 Krishna 的奉献者，这是对他的一个尊称。
So this is a very high recommendation。
所以呢，这是一个非常高的这个推荐。
And he says with full confidence, Ramananda Roy is a fit person to associate with you。
那么 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢，说我对此深信不疑， Ramananda Roy 他是 与你联谊的合适人选。
See, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya now in his heart, he's become a pure devotee, therefore he understands in his heart the qualification of Ramananda Roy。
那么因为这个时候 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他其实几乎就是一个纯粹的奉献者的一颗心，所以呢他也就能够看出 Ramananda Roy作为潜在的这个奉献者的品质。
He says no other devotee can compare to him in knowledge and transcendental mellows。
他说呢，没有一个人能够在知识和超然的甘露方面与他相媲美。
He is the most learned scholar and expert in devotional rasa。
他是一位最渊博的饱学之士，他能够，他最擅长品味奉献服务的甘露，奉献服务去品味奉献服务的滋味，也就是 rasa。
He is the most exalted of all the devotees. You will see that with your own eyes.
他说他是最崇高的一位奉献者，你会亲眼见到这一点。
Then he says, I did not realize this before when I first spoke with Ramananda Roy about all these topics. I even made fun of him because he was a Vaishnava.
那么他说呢，当初我跟 Ramananda Roy 在讨论各种话题、各种题旨的时候，我并没有真正的意识到他是一位 Vaishnava 奉献者。
Right, so before Sarvabhattacharya,He was a learned scholar, Mayavadi. He used to laugh at Ramananda Roy for being a pure Vaishnava. Now he realizes how exalted he is.
那么当初呢，这个在 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的这个眼里呢，他因为他当时还是一个 Mayavadi 假象宗的这个托钵僧，所以说呢，他还笑话 Ramananda Roy 为他身上所体现就是展示出来的这纯粹奉献者的品质而感到可笑。但是呢，他现在他能够感受到他的这个崇高的奉献者的品质了。
So this shows that when one is connected to the disciplic succession and practice devotional service, one gets full realization about who they are and who others are.
所以呢，这就再一次的证明了，当一个人和使徒传系连接上，并且去做奉献服务的时候，他能够真正的明白我是谁，他也能够更好的明白周围的人的真实的身份和品质。
And most importantly, Sarvabhauma understood that even though Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, as the Supreme Lord, he is ready and willing to break all the rules to accommodate every single person into Krishna consciousness.
那么在这里呢，更重要的一点就是说，他知道主解他念马哈普布是至尊主本人，而作为至尊主，他是在他的心中是没有任何分别的，他可以打破一切的社会的陈规陋习，然后呢，他可以在心中包容所有的人，在他的这个心中，所有的人都可以成为奉献者。
Finally, the Bhattacharya says that I did not understand anything about Ramananda Roy, but after speaking with you, now I understand who he is, and I highly recommend that you meet him.
所以呢 ，Bhattacharya 就是说，他说在我跟您交谈之前，我对这个 Ramananda Roy 可以说是一无所知。现在呢，我终于明白了他。是一位真正的奉献者，你可以和他接触。
So we will see what happens when Lord Chaitanya begins to travel.
然后我们下一次呢，可以看看当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 启程之后，在这一路上发生的事情。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sati Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu, I'm here.我们稍等一下，暂时还没有问题提上来。
嗯 ，we're waiting。
嗯。
So does that mean that as devotees we should also be very sensitive of who might be the potential candidate for Krishna consciousness? But does that mean sometimes because we are not as pure?As the exalted devotees are in our hearts, we tend to make discrimination or depend on our own judgment.
Chinese.
那刚才我问了 Radha Charan Prabhu， 就是说，那是不是意味着作为这个奉献者，我们也要对周围的这些有这个潜在奉献者品质的那些人有足够的这种敏感？但是呢，就是说我们要。能够识别出身边有哪些人他们其实是具备奉献者的这些品质的但是另外一方面的话因为我们的内心也不像那些崇高的奉献者那么的纯粹我们有可能就是完全在依赖着我们自己非常有限的这个判断和自己的一些成见那么这可能是否也会是一种分别心呢
Yes, it means that because of immaturity, we may tend to discriminate and think that some persons are more qualified than others.
那么Radha Charan Prabhu 的解释就是说，的确是这样。有的时候，因为我们自己也不是非常的成熟，所以呢，我们可能就会凭着。自己的这个成见判断说我们周围的人其中某一些人会比其另外的人更加的具有这个资格更有品格
Sometimes neophyte or young devotees don't discriminate at the beginning and out of enthusiasm they can actually make many devotees
那有的时候其实是新的奉献者刚来的这些奉献者因为他们热情非常的高所以他们也不会去有意识的去对周围的人做一个分别那么那个时候其实恰恰是他们能够发展很多奉献者的时候
Even if it's out of material motivation
就算是还夹杂着一些物质的动机
Then some devotees they discriminate because they feel like it's important to judge who is qualified and who is not qualified.
那有的奉献者呢，觉得好像这样的一种分辨还是很重要的，因为我们要去判断一下周围的人究竟哪些人是有资格，哪些人是没有的。
When we follow the examples of Lord Chaitanya, he said that regardless of who is qualified or not, still it is the duty of the devotees to spread Krishna consciousness.
但是如果我们去遵循主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训示的话，那我们就知道他说呢，就是不管一个人是否有这个资格，有还是没有，作为奉献者来说，去传播 Krishna 知觉，传播声明是义不容辞的职责。
However, it is also said that one should be pragmatic and consider time, place, and circumstances.
但是呢，有同时呢，也说到了一个人他还是应当要务实的，就是说他也应当要考虑这个时机是否成熟，考虑这个环境，考虑当时的实际的这个情况，做出调整。
Like 50 years ago, the situation was not favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness in China, but now it is.
那比如说在50年前的当时的这个社会的这个现状，对于传播 Krishna 知觉是非常的不利的，有很大的阻力。但是现在呢，啊，却几乎是畅通无阻了，就非常有利了。
So we have to use other means to bring people to Krishna if we are not able to convince someone by our association. The prasadam, the holy name, and the books will do it for us.
那如果说我们自己没有这个能力能够去让对方心悦诚服，那么我们就要用一些间接的方法，比如说用 prasadam 或者说是用一些书籍来去影响周围的人。
So the most important thing is to perform a duty and be detached from the result.
其实呢最重要的就是履行自己的职责，并且呢不依附活动的成果。OK.
Sati?
Yes, Babu.我们现在有80人在线聆听，但是暂时还没有问题提上来。
We have 80 students online, but so far we haven't got a question yet.
80 students online doesn't mean that they actually listen.
就80个人在线上，但不一定都在听，就是他们可能连着。
Okay, so we'll stop here anyway.
Okay.
那我们今天就先讲到这里。
Thank you, Sati Mataji.
感谢萨提玛塔吉。
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees, the 80 devotees for listening.
感谢这80位奉献者的聆听。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Salvavadacharya ki
jai.
Sri Ramananda Roy ki jai.Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kesha Desh Yatra ki jai, Gora Premanande, Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo. 来昆大之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献人们，今天的永恒的璀璨的金璀璨的超一超美好的讲课就到这里结束了，我们下周同一时间再见，祝大家度过充满 Krishna 知觉的喜乐的一天。Hari Krishna.
Hari Krishna.
Hari Krishna.
Mm-hmm.